Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, May 7th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. I bet you've had a good day.
It is always a good day.
Well,
every day is a great day.
When you're in gold, you have always good days, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, just in case you get tired of your job, I just found one here for you. You might want to check into this. New York State is going to hire 17,000 domestic spies in order to track and surveil all the Americans up in the state about COVID-19 and others. And you pay $57,000 a year in addition to reimbursements. Mm-hmm. And California is going to do the same thing. So there's a job, folks. Move to New York, get your job. $57,000 a year plus reimbursements, and you can spy on your neighbors.
$57,000 a year in New York,
yes.
Doesn't even buy a hotel room
at
Super Six for
most places.
For
that's
six
good
months.
Money. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're going to hire private individuals to listen to what you're saying, look at what you're doing, and they report to whatever source can report to about what you're doing. Now, this is actually happening in good old land of the free and home of the brave.
It's kind of like when people would do that for shopping. You know, fake buyers come in and pretend you're a shopper to see how well
something.
You're doing. Yeah.
I'm watching this and thinking, this isn't the country I grew up in.
No.
This isn't the country I knew.
The country that we grew up in is gone.
It is gone. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. But I'm just.
And I know people get mad at me for saying that. I know people get upset with me for saying that.
But
it's true.
Doesn't change it. I understand getting upset with it. I don't like it either. But it doesn't change it.
I don't like it either. But at least I'm accepting what it is, and you can see what they're doing. But anyway, gold today had a great day, and that's up $32.70 at $17,780. Silver broke up 49 cents at $15.41. Platinum is up 8 at 765. Palladium was up 59, 1921. The USDX today was down 0.28 at 99.88. Crude oil was down 0.91 at 2308. And the paper markets today, allergies. The Dow was up 211 points at 23,875. The NASDAQ was up 125 at 89.79. The S&P was up 32 at 28.81. 10-year yield, it did pop, down 11% at 0.63%. And, you had contracts at 17, gold contracts at 17.24. I think that's still June carrying. That number, let's see, June contract, 1727.50 for June contract. So, great day in gold. And, I mean, you could pick anything that you want to say why gold went up. I mean, we all know it's underpriced. It all should be higher, and we get all that. You know, but sometimes there's a story or a report or something, you know, that'll change the markets. That'll give it the extra boosts that it needs. Butch, I think the story of the century, or maybe not the century, but this year, is the U.S. is removing Patriot anti-missile systems from Saudi Arabia.
Yes, I got that.
And is also considering reductions to other military capabilities, marking the end, for now, of a large-scale military buildup to counter Iran. This is according to U.S. officials 3 hours ago. And, I mean, I think that is huge.
It is huge. How long have we supported Saudi Arabia? Whether it's bad or good makes no difference. We support them. And they kind of supported us with the petrodollar for a long time. You know that.
Well, that's what I mean. That was the agreement. We would protect them militarily if they sold the oil in dollars, which came to the creation of OPEC, and all of the members had to sell oil in U.S. dollars. So I would have to think that little agreement is over. And it was funny because back in They say that Saudi Arabia spent billions to protect their kingdom built on oil, but they, I guess when there was that Iranian drone and missile attack, kind of exposed some gaps with their equipment and so forth. So, I mean, this has kind of been building for, it's just not the oil. You know, the oil prices, it was kind of tagged to that because I think that was the most current thing. And maybe the oil prices are a, the oil prices just are part of a part of this whole story to the buildup of crash in the oil prices.
Yes,
because our systems didn't work, and so you don't know, but you could probably connect the dots for the past year since basically 2017. There's been rumblings and things going on. It all involves Yemen. It all involves our backing of the Saudis for that war. And you could probably connect the dots pretty quick. And I just saw the story right before the program where I would have those dots connected. But I think this is a huge story. Huge.
Well, they've been, I guess you're saying, ally. Who do you trust? I mean, were they really an ally of the United States? I don't know. But there's been a lot of money pumped into there from us for a long, long time. So maybe they were some other friend. What's this going to mean?
It doesn't matter if
they
were an ally. They were selling our oil in dollars, and that's
exactly
what made the dollar
that's
the reserve
the
currency and the where we are today.
What could that do to the dollar, which is about ready to go mm-hmm. away anyway? I mean, mm-hmm. if everything works out the way it looks like it will, the dollar's going to be going away anyway, Melody. So what difference does it make?
And you know what's interesting, too, is I didn't get to read that whole thing. I don't know if I can pull it up here. So this all goes hand in hand. We're going to war, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just about the dollar. We will be going to war. Because I believe, because Donald Trump had vetoed, because Congress was trying to get through to where he couldn't go to war to Iran without consulting, I don't know, with Congress. I don't have that info. And that was bypassed today. It didn't have enough votes to stop his veto. So coincidence that that happened at the same time that we're pulling back our military protection of the Saudis. So it's just kind of interesting coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences.
Not in politics, for sure. Any of it. But you're right, politics. No way. There's a reason behind it. But there's so much, Melody, we're really not even seeing because this virus has got a lot of things covered. I mean, they've been doing so many things behind the scenes that we don't even see. And maybe that's one of the reasons we're keeping this virus in front of the screen so we can't see behind the screen.
Well, we're seeing behind it.
Yeah,
but
we are.
Something else that comes into play. I didn't have a chance to report on this last week, but Iran and Venezuela has gotten very friendly. And Venezuela had asked the UK to sell some of the gold because they wanted to pay Iran for some items. And it turns out that Venezuela is actually giving Iran gold. And so Iran and Venezuela are becoming very tight. Last night, you have these two guys, U.S. Special Forces hostages, give signal they are lying. Anyway, they were arrested after that coup went down, or however that was exposed.
Yes.
You can't tell me all this is not connected. You cannot tell me. All of this happening in one day? And you know, it's the relationship between Venezuela and Iran. That thing being, you know, turned down in the Senate, so, you know, Trump's veto stands. Stuff with the Saudis. You know, which doesn't make sense because, you know, the Saudis would be happy to fight Iran. So, it's all kind of interesting, Butch.
It is, Melody. It's above my pay grade. I just see it happening, and I don't know what to say. I don't want to add to it. I really don't. I know that And again, of course, I like to read the Bible and what's going on with it. But Dimitri Dudeman was a prophet to the United States back in the 80s and early 90s. Said that we, whenever the end come, the Civil War broke out in America, we would be attacked from the South with nations from the Middle East. And I thought, how's that going to be? You just made a good point. Iran and Venezuela are good buddies. There's something, yeah. So why not build up military there to attack America from? I mean, why not? I mean, it's very possible. As a matter of fact, it's very likely. This is the first I heard that. I didn't know that. I saw that, but I didn't get a chance to read it. So this could be something that's fulfilling what Dimitri Dudeman says is going to happen. We'll be attacked from the South, but from people from the Middle East. There you go.
Yeah, good he point. Had Iran. Iran is hauling out gold bars out of Venezuela's almost empty vaults. They're paying Iran for help in reviving the refineries. And that's what Venezuela is doing. It's raiding the gold vaults and handing these tons of bars to its longtime ally Iran. So,
you know what? I haven't heard anything out of Venezuela for a while. How are the people doing financially now, you think?
Well, I'm sure it hasn't changed in any way, especially when oil prices are dropping the way they have and the refinery wasn't working. But Iran is in there helping them to you know, get by while they're trying to prop up its oil industry. But if you take away the Saudis, I don't know what happens to that agreement. Maybe just pulling these, you know, the missile defense from Saudis, maybe that is only part of the deal that we had to protect the Saudis militarily. Maybe that's just part of it, and we can do that, and they still have to sell the oil in dollars. I mean, I don't know, and I don't know who does. So we'll have to wait to see how this follows out a little bit and see. But it isn't good news.
No, it isn't. It makes you wonder, too.
We're going to war.
We are going to war, but how did Venezuela and Iran get linked? I mean, what brought up the conversation?
Well, they've been buddies for a while.
It's just, to me, it seems kind of odd that all of a sudden they're taking their gold and they're going to prop up the oil. But, you know, when a nation's hungry, when people are hungry and starving to death, somebody offers them a loaf of bread, they're going to become friends pretty quick. So why not? Or maybe Iran has an answer to help them get some food in the country. We get back on their feet financially.
They're both oil-producing nations that have the United States trying to change the regimes. So why wouldn't they partner up?
I totally agree. It's amazing.
So,
watch it come together. This is building a coalition of nations right off our border. I mean, you know, they're not that far away.
And you don't think that little coup last night wasn't backed by the U.S.?
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt.
So, what happened to the other president that ran against, my mind's going blank, the guy's name that ran against the leader of Venezuela, what happened to him?
Oh, he's still around. He's still parading around like he's, you know, the United States still recognizes him as the president of Venezuela.
And he's in Venezuela, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
I guess there was some discussion that perhaps it could have come from him. I don't know. But
either way, he's back with the U.S. Either way.
He's backed by the U.S., yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
But so, I don't know. It's disturbing.
Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. And moving on a different topic, you may saw this. Peter Schiff wrote an article, and I'm not a big fan of Peter Schiff, but he made some good sense in this article. And I think it's going to really happen. The Fed can never take away the easy money drug away. And this is really a good article. I'm trying to read what I can up as quick as possible. The Federal Reserve is creating a massive amount of money out of thin air, injected into the economy. Pretty much everybody believes that this is the only choice given the economic emergency we face. But we're told once the emergency is over, the Fed will take the excesses away. In his podcast, Peter Schiff explains why this will never happen. Once a drug addict is hooked, you just can't take the drug away. Peter started a podcast saying he thinks a bear market relief rally is coming to an end. The stock market rally in April created a lot of optimism about the economy. The prevailing mindset was if we can turn it off, we can turn it back on. Peter said now that the fog is starting to lift a bit, people are starting to realize that narrative wasn't true and that this is going to be a much deeper and protracted recession. People don't realize just how weak the economy was before the current coronavirus pandemic. Now the government and the Federal Reserve are engaging in the same policies that undermined the economy in the first place. Pundits and analysts keep talking about how the Fed is injecting liquidity into the economy. That translates to inflation. The Fed is creating money out of thin air and spending it into circulation. But that does not help the economy. It never helped the economy in the first place. What does it do to help it sustain a bubble? That's all it's doing. But you made a good point. Once you get the people free money, they might want more. They might expect it. Because things don't turn around too quick, they might expect more money. And now I understand they are working on another bailout package. I don't know where this is going to. But this has created another mindset of socialism with Pelosi and her UBI. Why not? You know, I mean, the people are going to expect it. Just give it to them. It's all air anyway. There's nothing really there. It's happening. It's just going to destroy the economy even more. But the coronavirus, really, in my mind, was a good excuse to let it crumble. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't a fan of, what's his name, Andrew Wang. And he said that in the next 3 or 4 years, this was while he was campaigning and so forth, he says the one thing, and this is the interview that I heard about two years ago, he says the one thing that government has no plans for, he says that's the takeover of jobs by technology. He says they don't have a clue what they will do with millions of people not working because of technology. And he goes on, there will be, he talked about the truckers driving to DC because they won't have jobs. And I think we're seeing a different creation of those job losses. I mean, a different reasons why those jobs have been lost. And they're not coming back. Not all of them. Too many businesses are going out of business.
Well, J.P. Morgan investment officer named Bob Michelle says he thinks it'll take at least 10, 12 years for getting anywhere near what it was before.
If that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
We might get back to where we were 10 years, but it's going to be a whole different world.
It'll
totally
never,
different. Because they're only looking at it dollar-wise. They're not looking at the people of this country's standard of living.
And they're not looking at the idea of the new policies, the new policy of social distancing and everything else going to happen with this. This is all a new culture. It's changed overnight, basically. Folks, this is going to keep on going for a long time, maybe forever.
And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. Gold eagles are beginning to appear. Gold premiums are still high, but they're available. We have gold eagles. We have buffaloes. Canadian maple leaves are now beginning to filter through. Silver eagles, I think we're going to see them real soon, because I know someone who bought some today, but we couldn't get any prices. So that's what they're doing. They're just waiting. They're holding. I think, you know, wholesalers are holding back until the price gets a little bit higher on the silver eagles, and then they'll release them with even the higher premium. So, you know, they're playing the games. Playing the games. And the games come from the wholesalers. And so you even find it in the physical market. And I'm not saying that's what's happening, but, you know, for, you know, one person to buy some and somebody else can't, you kind of have to ask yourself, well, why? You know, things are beginning to flow. So 800-375-4188. We still got some really beautiful peace dollars available. We also have the 90% quarters available if you want Australian kangaroos. What's nice about the Australian kangaroos is their boxes come in 250. So you get a nice little box of 250 coins instead of the 500 coin monster box of the American Silver Eagle. So for those of you who don't have the, you know, $10,000, $12,000 for the 500 box, you can get something in half the size. So it does make it a little bit more available for folks with a little bit smaller budget. So, but give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And gold in the New York spot price up aftermarket is $33.10. So keeps moving on up, Butch.
Well, yes, it does. And that's we know that's going to happen. I'm amazed it kept as low as it have, but we know it's going to happen. It has to happen. And people are starting to call me and ask me questions about gold and silver, and I do the best I can to answer them, but I always refer them to you for the final authority, because I don't have all the answers in this. You're the expert on this. You've done it for 2 or 3 years now, right?
A few.
So, so I don't know. It's just
well, I'm only 39, Butch.
And I know that. That's what so. I say. See, you started when you're 35, right?
We better be careful. Some folks out there might believe that.
Well, I won't get into that. But anyway, back to some news here, too. Law firms gear up for expected jump in bankruptcies. Duh, you reckon? Nation's restructuring practices have been thinned by a decade of economic growth. The nation's bankruptcy industry is bracing for a wave of business collapses triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The ranks have been thinned by a decade of economic growth. The slowed pace of corporate Chapter 11 bankruptcy failed. Anyway, it goes on. It's really starting to show through now. Businesses by the dozens and by the hundreds are declaring bankruptcies. And they expect a huge jump beyond this. Melody, if businesses close, they're not going to hire workers. If they don't hire workers, unemployment is not going to go down. This is not going to be good in the future. I don't want to discourage people, but if businesses don't run, they can't hire people, can they?
No, they can't. And when they do come back, the damage has been done. And, you know, we focus on what's happening here in this country, but you have to remember that this is a global event.
It is. And sometimes we forget that. It's global. You're right.
It just boggles the mind. And well, you expect us to believe that China is exporting to the degree that they are? I mean, really? And we're all based our recovery hopes on China? Just a week ago, we were ready to take them to task and put tariffs on them because of the virus. And now we're holding out hopes that China is going to fuel the recovery. We have to buy from China. That's what fuels them.
Well, when a country makes about 93% of your medicine that we all take and depend on,
yep,
that makes us kind of depend on them. So to tick kinda them off may not be a good idea.
Might not be.
You know, people need to think about this, because if you depend on somebody to feed you, what's the old saying? You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Whether you like it or not, people, these people, China has takes care of our medicine needs. They've taken care of a lot of our supplies that we no longer manufacture here. We've exported our economy to foreign countries, and now they produce our food, produce our medicine, they produce our oil, basically. All these things we've got hooked up. To cut off the switch act as to cut it off overnight would totally take our country down. And believe me, the leaders know, this nation knows they can't do that. They cannot do that. All this talk and all this rhetoric, if it blows up to war with China, America's going to be, economically it's going to be done. Yeah, totally done. Toast. And by the way, it's next article, the American meat shortage is pushing prices to unprecedented heights. Now this has happened because Marcia went to the store yesterday, to Foodland. And they limited the amount of hamburger you could buy in this store. One store limited till you have two packs of meat, two packs of steak, two packs of beef, two packs of pork, two packs of chicken. That's all you get. You can't buy more than two packs of anything in this store. And prices look like are going to be going up at least 20% to 30% on meats almost immediately. Marcia says you can already see it raising in the store, not just on meat, but all the produce and everything else, because it's all been thrown in the fields to rot. This is what all of us need to have, is food. All of us need to eat. We have a family to feed, folks. The raising prices on food affects you. And whenever you can't even buy it if you had the money, because it's not there, it's going to affect you. What we're seeing now is only the beginning. If they geared their plants up next week and started producing again, it would take months to get caught up again, because the food supply runs normally on a 3-day delay. If it cuts off 3 days, then the food supply goes away. So we're running right on to almost melody, almost right to the minute with food supply. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
If the trucks don't run 3 days, the food's going. So it's now broken in the chain from the source. The farmers are throwing their crops over there. They're burying them. They're killing their cattle off. They can't sell them. This is going to be nasty. Some Wendy's are closing down because they can't find the beef. I mean, McDonald's is changing their menu because they can't find the beef. This is for real in America. I never thought I would live to see a day when you can't buy a hamburger. Now, people, this is really serious. I know we laugh at it and think, well, that sounds ridiculous, but it's not ridiculous. When they start rationing food, Melody, that's not funny, is it?
No, it isn't, because what will happen is then they will begin to control that. And
absolutely.
You know, I think it was DV Kid who said, back in the early 90s, somewhere around in there, when they began to do all of this diet food shipping to people's houses and so forth. She says that's all testing, because that's what the government will do. The government will use those programs to send people your food. And it's all going to be based on, you know, what do you think all this big push on getting your antibodies and your DNA? You know, it's how they're going to feed you. I do believe that, Butch.
I do too.
Maybe not in our lifetime. But I think that will be the future. There's too many people in this world. So either they're going to call the population, and then they will control it.
when they have been by murdering unborn babies for years. You know that. Close to 100 million here in this country at least. Yeah. So yeah, they've been calling the population for years. And even Bill Gates said we can take out 15% or so with the right kind of vaccines. He said that on stage. I got a copy of that.
Don't you think, you know, whether you believe this virus is real or not, it's geared to old people.
Sure.
That are sick.
The useless
eaters. They might have illnesses that they could still live 20, 30 years or more. But it targets them. You can't tell me that's a natural virus coming out of a lab in China that had military operations going on weeks prior. And good grief. So,
well,
anyway.
I don't want to say, but it's coming, and I never, we knew it would come. You said it over a lot of years, and I knew it and said it too. This one day, America would come to be brought to her knees. I didn't see it happen as it did worldwide. I did not see that. It's faced with something like a virus that, according to doctors I've talked to, is less deadly than a general flu virus. But people are now all the country, all the world, Serbia, Italy, France, England, here in the States, are starting to riot in the streets. Armed men are walking in the state capitals. Now, that is in Michigan. You know, folks, this is real stuff. It's happening. I don't want to see this come to bloodshed. But already, we have cops beating people up because they won't wear a mask, shooting people. We have people shooting cops. We have people shooting each other over arguments in a bank. One couple moved from New York State to Kentucky to try to get a police state. They have seven children, all of them younger. So they had to go in car inside the bank to start a joint account. They couldn't go in separately because they have to be there to sign together. So they took the children in with them. A teller kind of jumped on them because they didn't have the children wearing face masks. One of the tellers called the cops. They got home. The state policeman was there with a CPS worker, accusing them maybe of abusing their children. Now, this is coming, this kind of tension that adds more strife in the country, more chaos in the country, and this is what's happening because of COVID-19, supposedly, but that's just another excuse.
Just the excuse.
It's an excuse. That's all it is. That's all it is. But, you know,
I mean, these stories have been happening for years, though. These stories have been happening for a very long time.
I think they're just increasing now because tensions increase in this country. Tensions increasing. This article got here says unemployment kills. The longer the lockdowns last, the worse it will get. And I do want to try to share this because I think it's really important. It says that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on Wednesday announced the economic data now coming out is worse than any data we have seen for the economy. I'd say that's an understatement. This is due in part to the 20 years of stimulus-driven economic growth based on blowing up and sustaining bubbles through easy money. But it's now made much worse by the fact that many governments have frozen their states and nations' economies, shut down businesses, and prevented markets from adapting to the new realities of consumers and workers in a world with a heightened risk of disease. The result has been catastrophic unemployment, with 30 million Americans filing for unemployment over the past 6 weeks. Some say it's closer to 50 million, by the way. In states that insist on continuing with widespread coercive economic shutdowns, numbers will only keep getting worse. Many policymakers, unfortunately, continue to pretend that the cost associated with these shutdowns are minimal or insignificant. Melanie, how could they say that? How could they say that these shutdowns and this cost of this are minimal or insignificant when people are losing their jobs, going to lose their homes, lose their health insurance, businesses lose their businesses, cities lose their tax base, states lose their tax base? How can they say this is minimal and insignificant? What an insane thing to say.
Well, they couldn't tell the truth.
Oh, that's so
callous. It might hurt the paper markets.
Oh, it says those who speak up against the shutdowns, whether from the perspective of protecting human rights or simply on pragmatic grounds, are often shouted down as choosing filthy lucre over public health. The reality, however, is that when unemployment leads to the impoverishment of loss of social status, it itself is a major health problem. This has been evident in research for many years, but since this narrative does not support the myopic and single-minded drive toward fighting COVID-19 at all costs, many politicians and experts simply wave these facts aside. The policymakers continue to pretend that everything will be fine once the politicians unilaterally decide that there's been enough testing or that things are under control or whatever arbitrary goal that has been set to justify recognizing people's basic human rights to seek employment and run their own businesses. Folks, did you hear what I just said? We're going to wait for the politicians to decide when you and I get to live again, when you get to work again, we get to pay your bills on time again. Isn't it wonderful living in a country of such benevolent leaders? According to a 2014 piece in Harvard Public Health magazine, unemployment due to business closures increased by 83%. The odds of new health conditions likely triggered by job loss, stress-related conditions like such as stroke, hypertension, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, and emotional and psychiatric problems. So this COVID-19 situation isn't killing many with COVID with this virus. It's going to kill thousands, millions maybe, because of other additions of these diseases about our body, plus unrest in civil sphere where people shoot each other. This is going to destroy us, not just for the virus, folks, but a lot more than that. And for them to say that we should wait for the politicians to give us permission to feed our families, And this is insignificant. That is arrogant beyond words. It makes me very angry, Melody. It really does.
I understand.
I mean, how dare they tell us that it's insignificant that we can't pay our house payment this month. How dare they say these things? The businesses are closing up. It's just insignificant. And when it's right, they'll let us go back to work. Isn't that nice of them?
Very appreciative.
See, you got me started, didn't you? But anyway.
You know, it really is amazing. Mm. But you know what's really sad is this nation is so divided.
It is.
And we can't come. But it's been divided for years.
It has been.
Years and years. It isn't this administration. It wasn't just the last one. It's probably the most noticeable of the past two administrations. That's when they really dug in to do the dividing. But we've always had division that was just growing, growing, and growing. And the last two presidencies have just
added to it. Multiplied.
To a degree that I couldn't believe.
Well, you've heard, of course.
And they're even dividing within the divide.
That's true. They can agree among themselves. But you heard, of course, the old saying, the New World Order saying, out of chaos order. You've heard that, I'm sure.
Sure.
So, hey, are they making chaos? Absolutely. Are people going to demand an answer? Absolutely. Who's the Bible say that will be? Well, who do you think it's going to be? It's Bible, folks. This is the way it is. You like it or not, I can't help it. It's happening. But I get so angry I'm 71 years old now. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm getting tired of being told they'll take care of me. Leave me alone. I'll take care of myself.
Can you wait for this break to come back?
I reckon. I can.
All right. Can I tell you that? Will you listen?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul. Don't you have a joke for us? I'm in the need of a joke.
You need a joke? Well, let me see if I can find some real quick. I do have once in a while. I understand.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I'll just read this to you.
Right.
I'm not sure if I washed the spider down the drain in my shower, or if he took one look at my naked body, then leapt willingly to his death. Get it? Okay.
Yes.
So I was at Walmart earlier. The lady was looking. I resemble that remark. But anyway, a lady was looking at frozen turkeys, but she couldn't find one big enough. She asked the stock boy, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" He replied with a straight face, "No, ma'am, they're dead."
That's a good one.
That is a good one. And I get to picture this. Got a little boy standing at a fast food counter. There's a guy standing beside him with his pants down around his knees almost. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those.
Yeah.
The little boy looked at him and he said, "I learned how to pull mine up when I was 2 years old."
Cute.
So anyway.
Thanks for the
You're
jokes.
Welcome. You're welcome. I could go from there, but we'll let go at that. Yeah, you do need to laugh. You truly do.
I mean, things are just so crazy, and, you know, we don't get all the facts and everything, and then the facts that we get, they're all chewed up, spit out, and circulated, and it's just like, it just, so we got to keep it simple. We got to keep it to what we know. And, you know, just to talk about, there was, we have this economic stimulus that came out. And this is a little bit of tax accountant humor. And what is an economic stimulus payment? It is money that the federal government will send to taxpayers. Who will get the, where will the government get the money? From taxpayers. So the government is giving me back my own money, only a smidgen of it. What is the purpose of this payment? The plan is for you to use the money to purchase a high-definition TV, iPad, or a new SUV, thus stimulating the economy. Isn't that stimulating the economy of China? Yes. Below is some helpful advice on how to best help the U.S. economy with your stimulus checks. If you spend the stimulus money at Walmart, the money will go to China or Sri Lanka. If you spend it on gasoline, your money goes to the Arabs. If you purchase a computer, it goes to India, Taiwan, or China. If you purchase fruits and vegetables, it will go to Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. If you buy an efficient car, it will go to Japan or Korea. If you purchase useless stuff, it goes to Taiwan. If you pay your credit card off or buy stock, it will go to the management bonuses, and they will hide it offshore. What's there left to buy in America? And it kind of just gives you an idea of, you know, we have leisure in this country. Leisure and service. Ball games, football games, restaurants, beer. So, I mean, it was kind of meant to be funny. The end, there was a little conclusion to it. But, I mean, it really kind of, people think things are going to change. It can't.
No.
It can't.
No. No, our economy was, at best, teetering on the brink already. It really was. People don't want to believe that because Trump is going to make it great again. I'm not throwing rocks at Trump. I'm not, because it didn't happen with Trump. It started a long time before Trump.
Long time
before him, okay? I mean, longer than you not being alive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That's just the way it is. But anyway, it was teetering. This was an excuse, or maybe a necessary evil, to knock it on over and blame on something else. That's all it boils down to. But, a massive drop in car sales sparks new push in Congress to aid the auto industry. Since outbreak began, retailers have sold nearly 800,000 fewer vehicles than forecast, spurring some lawmakers to consider new federal incentives for buyers. How in the where is this coming from? How long can we keep pouring something into nothing? We keep passing digits on somebody else, and they think it's money. They take it and they spend it. What do they think they need? They think they're paying bills off. They're passing debt to pass debt to pass debt. How long before somebody realizes that matters, that this isn't working? Or do all those in power who know the truth, are they too afraid or they're too involved to say it's wrong? People like you and I can say it, but who are we? Who pay attention to us? Maybe we get to reach a few people every day and by the grace of God influence in some ways, but the people in this country are no longer considered the Voice of America. You know that. Voice of America is now the politicians and the ones that say that they're politicians. I mean, that's who it is. The politicians now run the country. You don't have to like it. The servants now run the people that hired them. Supposedly, we hired them. So this is where America is, but now they're going to give car dealers, manufacturers money. I don't see why not. Everybody else got it. Why shouldn't they? But where does all this come from? The whole world is falling into this same trap. Who's going to bail America out? Think about these things. Any comments, Melody?
No. I just saw a headline here. If I can bring this up to make sure I got the right article here. I don't think they had the right attachment here. Poland. They have upcoming presidential election. They're going to postpone them.
That could happen here.
I believe it will happen here.
I guess you heard
too.
For
how many years? How many years from Clinton to Bush to Obama we've heard, oh, the election is going to be postponed. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And they weren't. Now's the time for it to be. So that's what Poland is doing.
A committee that wants to draft Michelle Obama to run as VP, with Biden, and Biden said he'd take her in a heartbeat. So we may have Michelle Obama running for VP, or Mike, whoever it is, anyway, run for VP. Now this is, I don't know, is going to happen? I don't know. I watched a little bit of a speech from Biden. Somebody sent me today, a Melody, and I'm not picking him because I'm not. I feel sorry for him. He couldn't put a sentence together. He could not put a sentence together. And I feel sorry for him. But that's apparently going to be the one that runs for president.
Did you ever see some comments from Bush, though?
Trump. Yeah, Trump. Yeah, I have. It's really sad. Is this the best we got?
Is this the best we have?
But, yeah, it looks like they may draft Michelle Obama to run with Biden. We'll see. I don't know. But if they do, that'd be interesting,
Lord,
wouldn't
help
it?
Us. Yeah, it would. Lord help us.
I don't know, but you know, Cisco warns of unprecedented times as COVID crushes restaurants. And America's largest food service distributor, Cisco Corporation, warned in its latest quarterly report that coronavirus-related shutdowns of the restaurant industry are the worst it has ever seen. Over the last 50 years, Cisco has weathered its share of disastrous shocks in the economic crisis, and each time Cisco has remained a resolute food service industry leader. The extent of the COVID-19 crisis is more sustainable than any other throughout the company's history. Earlier this week, the company reported a sales decline of 6.5% to $13.7 billion in the third quarter, which ended on March 28. This is one of the most significant quarterly reductions since 2009. So this whole supply chain is being affected by this. The whole chain. It comes right down to the consumer. When it's not in the store, you can't buy it. Or you can't afford it. So this is a whole chain of our country economy being shut down and affecting all the other chains, Melody. It really is. I'm sitting watching this and thinking, this is coming in ways I never dreamed possible. I never thought about certain factions of the economy or the society it would affect, but this is affecting all of society. All of it.
And you know what's amazing is how so few people really, and I'm talking to a lot of people who have their retirement accounts and have money in they're getting their dividends, what's left of them, all in the stock market.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, I love my financial planner. I says, yeah, they, and I was just talking to someone last night. I says, yeah, financial planners do good when everything's going well, but they never know what to do and they don't protect you when things go bad. All they're going to tell you is now the time's to buy, get in the bottom. You had this little, you know, happy rally. But there are no numbers that have come out yet my gosh. When you think about who and what and the numbers that we're going to be hearing about. I told you yesterday, you know, people that I've been, you know, my customers, people that I talk to. Somebody told me yesterday, I know a couple of people who have restaurants. They can't open up. Does anybody have any idea what 2 months of money does?
They went through their savings account, through all they've had. Most of them are going totally under. They've tried to maintain some semblance of normalcy, I guess, and trying to hire a few people. But I do know some restaurants, like Crystal in the office here, works at Tudor's Biscuit World part time, and they've had the best days ever since they shut the restaurant. Everybody coming through the drive through, more coming through the drive through now than the drive through and the walk in business together. So some restaurants are doing very well, but the walk in family restaurants are the ones.
But the ones that couldn't do, the ones that couldn't do the takeout.
Yep,
they're the ones that can't open.
They're going to be hurt.
Those are the ones that won't reopen.
And if they do let them open, and they only keeping like a fourth of the normal customers coming in, you can't have, you know, cause of social distancing.
Yeah, they can't afford to open.
No, they can't afford to open, so they're going to lose everything anyway.
So they're going
to. Imagine the frustration these people are feeling.
Yes.
And the anger that's building up in them. They worked hard. I don't care what Obama said. Somebody else built the business for them. They built themselves. And they work hours and hours. Who knows how many hours they give in and sacrifice family time trying to build something for the future. And now it's gone. With one executive order from a governor, their business is gone. That not only makes you feel helpless, it makes you feel angry. How do you handle that? How do you retaliate? What do you do? So that's just a question in my mind.
Well, you know, we party hard when times are good. And nobody ever thinks that things are going to be bad.
Even when they see the signs are coming, they don't believe it.
No. I mean, I've talked to people, as I said last night, about their financial, well, how much gold should we have? Why would you want to have anything else but gold?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you get it? But they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the amount of debt. They don't want to hear the numbers. They don't, because, and it's true. Well, President Trump said it's going to go up like a rocket. That's what they're betting on. They're in Las Vegas. Yeah, but they have a front row seat.
We're down the last couple minutes. I want to ask you a question. We'll let you go because I think this is important for everybody listening too. You know they're discussing a digital money system. You know that, right?
It's been floating around.
Yeah, they have now 7,700 ATM Bitcoin ATMs across the country, and worldwide. I mean, almost 6,000 of them are here in the United States, in Los Angeles, Chicago, and different places, bigger cities. I'm really dumb on this. Bitcoins are going to be like a debit card? Is that the idea?
Well, it's not government money.
No, it's not.
It's an investment. It's a, you know.
But it's not money.
It's basically a Ponzi scheme, but it's not money. It's tokens. So, you know, you can play with tokens just like when you go to the arcade and you can go in and you can put your money in and you get these tokens out. It's the same thing. So, I mean, if you want to play with tokens, I mean, we deal with monopoly money all day long. So, I mean, what's
a
few
really,
tokens?
I guess about the same thing. Both of them worthless.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is so mind-boggling to me. This is above my pay grade. So then go with the machine.
To me, when it comes to Bitcoin, I don't care how many machines are in this country. How many people have Bitcoin? Probably not very many people. So it amazes me that there'd be that many around to begin with. So
someday when I want to get to meet you face to face, I want you down with me a cup of coffee and explain to me what you're saying, because I still don't grasp this concept of how they can do this. Do they transfer digits on a card at an ATM machine that you can take somewhere and spin like you would a regular checking account?
To me, it has to be converted like you would, currency. You have to convert it to something that you can use here, unless you're dealing with the business that will accept Bitcoin as payment. I mean, Bitcoin is $8,000. I mean, you better be buying something worth $8,000. So, wow. I mean, I don't know if they have fractionals. You know, well, I only want to spend, a third of that Bitcoin. But, I was never a fan of it. It's interesting. I like to watch it. I watch the numbers. But I mean, to me, I believe it's used on the dark web. It's criminal money. It's the dark side of money.
It's not trackable or traceable.
Drugs.
Is it not trackable?
Everything
or traceable?
Else. It's supposed to not be.
Wow. Well, this has been great. Okay.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Butch. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. So until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
A single penny left for me. That's too bad.